This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
God anointed. God anointed who? Hello? Did Jesus need to be anointed? Or God wouldn't have done it? He's not called Jesus Christ. He's not anointed yet. Christ is the anointed one in his anointing. That's what it means in the Greek. So God does what? Boom. Boom. Jesus of Nazareth, that liquid light comes down from God's finger, or however you want to say it or see it. And he anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and with power. They go together. You don't have one without the other. That's where the power is, church. That's where the power is, church. So if there's no Holy Ghost in their services, are you kidding me? There will be no power. There has to be the Holy Spirit with power. They go together. Amen? So, in other words, for you English teachers, I believe I'm right on this, hopefully. If you break this down, God anointed Jesus with, so the anointing is the Holy Ghost. So he anointed him with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. So the anointing is the Holy Ghost. According to this. Are y'all seeing it? So the Holy Spirit is the anointing. The anointing is the Holy Spirit. Okay? And it's the same anointing and the same power that raised Christ from the dead. And the Lord said, it's the same anointing, it's the same power, it's the same liquid light that I showed Tommy Hicks that lives in you. Romans 8, 9, and 11. Let's read that, amplified, if you don't mind. But you are not living the life of the flesh, you are living the life of the Spirit. If the Holy Spirit of God really dwells within you, directs and controls you, but if anyone does not possess the Holy Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. He does not belong. Did I read it wrong? But if anyone does not possess the Holy Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. He does not belong to Christ, is not truly of God. But if Christ lives in you, if the anointed one and the anointing lives in you, then although your natural body is dead by reason of sin and guilt, the Spirit is alive because of the righteousness that he inputs into you. And if the Spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Amen. But before this amazing revelation came, there was persecution. So I'm at ORU, and before it comes, and God knew why. God knew why he told me in that truck to be there. God knew why he tells Richard, Oral's son, here's old Roberts, this vision that God, this plan, and it's about to be attacked. That university's about to go down. It really was. It was getting ready to be no longer existing. But God had a plan, and he told his dad, Oral, about it. I remember meeting with Oral before I took the job, and Oral said, this is God. He pointed his finger, and that big old Cherokee long bony finger at me, and shook his big old Cherokee earlobes. Anyway, I just remember looking at him. But anyway, and he said, this is of God. And I thought, my God. And so we're there, and everything's going hunky-dory. And then this happened, persecution, just like it said in Tommy Hicks' vision. Do y'all remember when that was said? Read it again? Okay. And then again, as these people were going about the face of the earth, a great persecution seemed to come from every end of the earth. So we were there, and Richard and I thought I was there to spiritually coach, you know, and that title. But I was there to be alongside Oral's son for Oral Roberts University and that vision and that plan to fulfill that God told Oral. And we went through 6 months of hell. And it was an attack from every, if you've never been attacked by every media, big time media, we're talking CNN and everywhere. The world wanted this. I'm telling you, the helicopters, everybody was there. Every news broadcast from everywhere, national. It was on every, does anybody remember when that attack came? And Richard was there on that last year. And I mean, here it came. And so it was hell. And I mean, it was hard on Richard. Candy and I were there almost every night in their house, almost every night, and helping and doing what the Bible said to do. And it was just hard. It was Satan. It wasn't some little low-level devil of a little cold or whatever you want to talk about. It was Satan himself. And so we get through it. And, you know, without going into the details and all that. And when it was over, we had to move here. We moved here for that. And the Lord woke me up. I mean, it was like for 6 months, I didn't sleep. And it was just, it was hell. I mean, it was an attack. And so I'm in the middle of it. I'm there. And I never knew the pressure of fighting Satan like that. And I didn't know if I wanted any of that, but I'm in it, and here we go. And so it was tough in every way you can imagine. And so I'm thinking we get through it, and God blesses it, and I'll tell you that later. I'm going to tell you that in the later as I continue this message. But the Lord wakes me up in the middle of that night, of that victory day, thinking, I was wanting to sleep. I was tired. And he wakes me up, and I get up, and I get this book, and I start writing. And I write down in here, the Lord said to me, it didn't have to be as hard as it was or take as long as it did. And I mean, if you could just picture arrows sticking in me, hair still smoking. We won. That's how I felt in the spirit. And instead of a attaboy, right? Now, he's not bringing me down. He's going to show me something. It didn't have to be as hard as it was and take as long as it did. He said, and it's you'll understand that it's him, because when I read this, what I wrote, you'll go, oh, Chip, you don't talk that way. Contrary to popular belief, not everyone who wins has to sweat in order to win. Immediately in my mind came the words sweatless victories. Oh, I was familiar with sweatless victories. Those are the best kind. Amen? Sweatless victories. Do you think there was a lot of sweat on David's victory over Goliath? I don't know what the TVs are portraying or the movies are portraying or what Branson's going to portray, but when he got there, I mean, he just finds out about it, and then he takes off running at him. So it didn't happen it didn't take very long. He said, not everyone who wins had to sweat in order to win. Sure, for some, it may require a lot of work to do an assignment, but for someone who's plugged into the power, you will get results immediately and speedily. Let's go through a few verses here to prove that. Psalm 81, 13 and 14. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. Well, wait on the Lord, Chip. Do you know what that means? You need to know what that means in the context, what it's talking about. Speedily then I would subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. That's the Lord speaking. Are y'all? Luke 18, 6 through 8. Then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not our just God defend and protect and avenge his elect, his chosen ones, who cry to him day and night? Will he defer them and delay help on their behalf? Do you think he's going to delay? You really think God's going to delay? Who are you to think God is going to delay? Who are you? I want to know who you are that you think, well, God's going to just, it's going to I tell you, he will defend and he will protect and avenge them. That's my God. Amen. 2 Peter 3:9. I'm just going through some scriptures here in the Word. What's the Word say? The Lord does not delay and is not tardy or slow about what he promises, according to some people's conception of slowness. But he is long-suffering toward you, not desiring that any should perish, but all that should turn to repentance. He said, when you operate in my power, you can do and accomplish what I've called you to accomplish with not much effort, and you will do it with excellence. And now I'm going back over Tommy Hicks thinking, oh my God, that's what this was. And he said to me, the tragic thing, now we're going to get back into Tommy Hicks. Y'all remember, right? Hopefully. He said to me, the tragic thing is most believers are missing this source of power. They're denying this source of power and this victory, this guaranteed, effortless, sweatless victory and their daily lives. They're denying it and they don't even know they're denying it. Okay? But he said, plug in the power because power produces results. He said, that is a law. It's a natural law and it is a spiritual law. He gave me the analogy of a microphone and speakers. You can have, you know, there's microphones that in the Hollywood and stuff that I've heard cost over $20,000. Singers have. And, you know, you got your amplifiers, you got all the wires and all that. And you can have the most expensive equipment, but if there's no power to it, storm, little two-year-old unplugs it, an usher trips over the wire, whatever, and the power's gone, it don't matter. Your $20,000 mic, are y'all with me? Don't matter. There'll be no power. There's no power. The greatest equipment, no results. And so the Lord has given this to me, and he said, you can have the greatest equipment. As a matter of fact, the church is more equipped than it's ever been in its history. We can have church on our phones, in our car. We can see. We can trip. We can, and all of this, hey, have you seen this? Have you seen this? Have you seen this sermon? We're equipped. But is the church operating in full power?
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife, Candace, serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.